In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I intend to preach a very simple sermon on a very complex topic, and that topic is predestination. I'm not unaware of the difficulties, not unaware of how the devil and the minds of sinful men twist the doctrine of predestination to the great harm of Christ's lambs. Some embrace predestination as if it meant that we are free to sin or to live in whatever vile ways we please. Others despise predestination as if it meant that we're merely puppets of God, a God who isn't a very nice puppet master, as it turns out to be. Others grow smug from the doctrine, certain that if anyone deserves to be predestined, it's them. Others still are terrified of predestination and all but certain that they don't qualify. Theologians argue about predestination, quote the scriptures and other theologians, and the debates span thousands upon thousands of pages. When it comes to predestination, there is so much complexity. But on the lips of Jesus, there's no complexity at all, only simplicity. "My sheep hear my voice," he says, "and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Jesus does not speak these words to make you uncertain about whether or not God has predestined you to be saved. Nor does Jesus teach that you must ascend into heaven spiritually to see if your name is actually written there on the book of life. Nor does Jesus teach that you must use your reason to construct a theological system by which you can know that you are elect. Nor does Jesus teach that you must discern whether you have the true faith and the true works that one who is predestined ought to possess. No, all of these things lead only to uncertainty. And God did not send His Son down from heaven to make you uncertain about whether you are predestined. He sent His Son to die for your sins and to rise again from the dead. God says of Jesus, "Behold, this is my Son. Listen to Him." And what does Jesus say? Does Jesus say that you should doubt your baptism, doubt the absolution, doubt the supper? Indeed, He instituted these very things to make you completely certain and to remove the disease of doubt from your heart, in order that you might not only believe with the heart, but also see with your physical eyes and touch with your hands. Why would you or anyone else ever reject these things and complain that you don't know whether you have been predestined? Yes, but Pastor, not everyone who receives Christ's words and sacraments is saved. And that's true, but you need to mind your own business. You ought not be concerned with others. You ought to be concerned with yourself. You must repent. You must turn your attention to Christ and to what He has given to you. You have the gospel. You have been baptized. You have absolution. You have the very same body that Jesus gave on the cross and the blood that Jesus shed on the cross given into your lips this very day so that you might be certain that what He did on the cross, He did for you. Your sins are forgiven. Your doubt is forgiven. Your unbelief is forgiven. How very much like the devil to try to rob us of the predestination guaranteed through the Son of God and the sacraments. To try to make us uncertain where we are completely certain. So why torture yourself with the devil's speculations? Look at the wounds of Christ and at the blood that was shed for you. Look at the baptismal font and the chalice. From these, election and predestination shine forth. What does it mean when the scriptures say that you are graven on the palms of Jesus' hands? It means that he himself is the book of life, and your name is written in his wounds. Look to the Son of God, who took upon himself our flesh and came in order to destroy the work of the devil and to make you sure that before the foundation of the world, God elected and predestined you to be saved through the blood of his Son. And so the Son says to you, "You are my sheep. You have heard my voice. I knew you before the foundation of the world. I knew you when I gave myself for you on the cross. I have known you your whole life. I know you now. I am your shepherd. I lead you beside the quiet waters of the baptismal font. I lead you to the altar and make your cup to overflow. I am goodness and I am mercy. I lead you and I follow you all the days of your life. I will give you eternal life. And though you die, you will never perish. No one will snatch you out of my hand. Not your sin, not your death, not the devil. My Father who has given you to me is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch you out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Dear Christian, if you desire to know whether you are predestined to be saved, then listen to Jesus and have no doubt that God is well pleased toward you. Though you are a sheep who countless times has gone astray, still your shepherd knows you. He seeks you. He finds you. And he redeems you and sanctifies you with nothing less than his own divine blood. He tells you plainly in his word and in his sacraments that he has elected and predestined you to be his. And since you are predestined, how then would you like to spend your brief time here? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.